title of this writing is Truth. The grasshopper hopped right up onto my bed one night and said, "Truth is a one-way street." I had to sleep on that. Seems we all claim to have the truth about something when, in fact, all we have is an opinion or a preference. If you and I have a different truth about the same thing, it can't possibly be the real truth because the real truth has no opposite. In fact, the real truth can't be described in words we can argue with. You can know the truth, but you can't explain it, only what it's not. The truth is never about being right. There is no smugness attached to the truth. There is no tit-for-tat arguments about the real truth because it's never a set of facts. You're not going to find the truth in the legal system or the political system. That just gets you a consensus of opinion. The closest we come to defining the truth is attempting to explain reality. What shows up on a moment-to-moment basis is the result of truth. Reality is the child of truth. Truth is the backdrop to our lives. It's always there in its unformed essence, ready to wear the uniform of reality as it shows up in our daily lives. Unlike our version of the truth, real truth has no agenda. My sense is that real truth is our life force, whatever it is that animates all of us. That life force goes by many names, and the one that seems to get closest for me is truth. No one has cornered the market on truth because it's impossible to corral it. That doesn't mean we can't use it to our best advantage. To get access to the truth, we have to let our thoughts calm down and make a path for it to show up in our mind. And even though we get thoughts about it, we can't fully explain it. It's like the vivid dream that fades away with each waking moment. The details become fuzzy, but we know that feeling. So you have to go inside for the truth to come out. That means that your thoughts about it have to calm down so you can experience the real thing. When you experience the truth on a regular basis, there's no more need to win the argument about truth. The one way the grasshopper was implying is that truth doesn't go in, it comes out. We don't tell ourselves what the truth is and then it forms. It's the other way around. The truth forms and shows up in our reality when we make a space for it by letting go of our preformed notions about it. You'll never hit anyone over the head with the real truth because the truth is not a weapon. It's more of a quiet knowing that can be trusted. Catalog the feeling you get when you experience the life force known as truth so that you'll be able to distinguish it from a set of facts with which to attack. No one will ever adequately define truth. We can only feel it infuse our lives. All the best, John.